Why back to Buffalo? Was this the best opportunity you thought out there?
You say what?
The best opportunity you felt out there?
Why not?
My answer is why not? Well, I mean, as a player myself personally, I always wanted to play for one team my entire career. Unfortunately, that wasn't able to happen. But having the opportunity to come back and do it with guys that I know, that I've grown with, went through so much adversity with, seeing me injured, come back, injured again. So having that opportunity is something that I can't pass up.
Trey, what did you learn from your time, you know, last year being away
from you? To appreciate the time. Appreciate the people that you do it with, because you never know. You never know if when it's your last time doing it with people that you started with. So throughout the free agency process, even after the game, you know, even though we lost, but all the people that I went up to, I was like, look, let's try to work this thing out. I know y'all got a game to play next week, but if we can get to a place where, you know, I can get an opportunity to come back, I would love to do it.
Trey, so many players have been here, left, and then returned. What is it about the things that they do in this building that make it attractive once some players leave to come back?
It's a combination of a lot of things. Like, I could talk about the players, I could talk about the coaches, could talk about the front office, but it's just a fit. I don't think anybody that ever came back had a clear answer to why, but when you get here, it's just a feel. Like, me walking through the door yesterday, it just seemed like I never left. Like, so many familiar faces, some new faces too, but I just felt in place, I felt home. So for that, like, I'm forever grateful, and I'm so thankful to be back, for sure.
Tell us more about that, coming back yesterday. Like, what was it like to see everyone? What was the reaction like?
Oh, the reaction was everything I expected. I knew everybody would be excited, but I was even more excited because just get an opportunity to play ball again, but with guys that, like, I really know. Like, Taren, I was in his wedding. So it's like close friends. It's really close people that I really care about, and it's not like a work relationship is really a relationship outside of the field.
How did you deal with getting cut, knowing that there were injuries and what the team was going through salary cap wise?
Yeah.
How did you deal with that and not hold it against the Bills?
Well,
or did you?
I didn't, because I know it's a business. But that was hard. That was hard. Just being that this is the place that drafted me. So many relationships that I really cherish for a lifetime. It was hard because it wasn't something that it was just up to me. I see if I was playing and it was just wasn't working out wise and I get cut, but it was for something that I couldn't control. So that was the thing that hurt me the most, because I felt like if it wasn't that way, that I'd still be a Buffalo Bill going into year 9 with one hat under my name. And that's something that I always wanted, but moving forward, I got a bigger appreciation, man. Like, this place is so special to my family too, that this is the only place that I really want to be, and do it the right way. Hopefully we get a Super Bowl here and I'll be a part of it, because I was telling Taren, me and Taren was talking all throughout last year. I was like, y'all win a Super Bowl without me. Like, I'm getting an honorary ring. Y'all going to have to send that to me. I'm going to need that for sure, because I feel like I played a part in it. But it was hard, man, because I had so many goals. I had so many goals for myself, seeing myself in that uniform, that red, white, and blue. The things that I was able to accomplish and the people that I was able to do it with, is just being back here to where it all started is full circle, and this how it's supposed to be.
Davis, how much did ending your season here last year contribute to kind of like getting the itch to come back?
I would say I didn't want my last game playing in the NFL to be on that field against the Buffalo Bills. So that would have been terrible. That would be something terrible that I had to deal with for the rest of my life. But now that's behind me, and I'm looking forward to this year. I'm looking forward to just going through the process, going into the meeting rooms, just doing everything over again. This is the right way. This is how it's supposed to be for me.
When did Diggs start?
What was last year like in terms of coming back from the injury and being on different teams? Like, what did you take from that? What was that experience like?
Oh, it was a learning experience. I would say being at two different places in 1 year, like, it definitely opened my eyes to, you know, a lot of people do things different, and it's a lot of different ways that you can get to the end destination. But I feel like this is the only way that I really pretty much knew extensively, and that I knew that I feel like would work. But I think that, man, what I went through last year is something that it's something I'll never forget. It's in my football life, but it taught me so much about the game and just how to cherish the people too. Because, you know, going to two different places in 1 year, like, those are work relationships. Those are not authentic, built relationships that are going to last a lifetime like my relationships that I have here. So I told my agent, man, I was like, look, if you can't get Buffalo on the line, just don't call me. This is the place that I want to be. So we were able to do it, and, man, I was ready to go. Like, I was so excited. My entire family is excited. They're so excited to go into their attics, unbox those Buffalo Blue jerseys, and start back wearing the Buffalo Blue again. So this is a big time for me.
How are you feeling now, Trey? And was there a point where you felt like the injuries were finally behind you?
I'm feeling good now. Now it's just, you know, football is a 100% injury game, so you never know how injuries are going to show up. So only thing that I can do is do the best that I could to put my body in the best situation to perform at a high level. And with football, you know, injuries are unexpected, so those are things that, you know, you pretty much can't control. But for the controllable injuries, the soft tissue things like that, I'm on top of it, and I'm doing everything I can to prevent things like that. But as far as, like, freak accidents, you know, you never know. So only thing I could do is put my best foot forward each and every day and just try to get my body in tip-top shape so it could be resilient against things like that.
What are your discussions with the team? What did they envision as far as your role this second go-around? And personally, how do you do that moving forward this second time around? What are you trying to get out of this opportunity?
I'm trying to win. You know, everybody knows the position the Buffalo Bills are in, I have been in for the last few years. And obviously it's to, you know, win a Super Bowl, man. Like, we've done everything but that. So I feel like that's the only goal that we have here, is to win a Super Bowl and create great men while doing it.
Trey, when you got released last year, Sean McDermott was, like, visibly emotional talking about what you meant to the organization. I wonder, did you ever see that or hear that, and did you realize how big of an impact you had left when you first left?
Well, you know, when you're in it, you really never know, like, the impact that you have on people until you're gone or it's over. And Coach McDermott and I, we share a great bond just because I'm his first draft pick and of his first job, so that's something that we always cherish. But to hear him say that, like, that meant the world to me, because he's one of the people that's to see the work that a lot of people don't see. Like, me here over the summer, going through rehab, just trying to do everything I can to be the best version of myself. And so for him to say that, because he coached a lot of great players. So for him to say that about me, like, that's something that I forever cherish, because I know it comes from a genuine place coming from him.
Trey, what is your mindset when it comes to knowing that there's a starting opportunity opposite Christian? And in connection with your health and where you're at mentally and physically going into this season?
Mentally and physically, I'm great. Like, my therapist told me to leave the past in the past, and that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to move forward because that's all I can do. But just knowing the position that I'm in now, like, the only thing I can come in and do the best that I can and showcase my talents to the best of my ability, and that's all I'm looking to do.
Trey, when did things start to materialize with the Bills and getting back here?
Oh, well, we've been talking about this thing for a few months, and trying to get it right, trying to get it to where it makes sense. But ultimately, this is where I want it to be. So however we could make it work for both parties, that that's what we did, and they were happy, I was happy, and I was just happy to get back. So, you know, those things are going to take care of themselves, was what I learned over my time being a professional. But what ultimately matters, what happens when you get here and you get around your teammates and you start to work out together, watch film together, hang out together, and things like that. So that's the part, you know, that's the most important. You know, that the contractual part is something that's going to take care of itself, but being able to do it with people, like I said before, that you really genuine love, that's something that's priceless.
Trey, how have you seen Christian grow into the player he's become?
Oh, man. Oh, CB, he's a dog, man. Like, I'm legit genuinely proud and so happy for him, because to be a sixth-round pick, you know, you're fighting the odds. You come in with a first-round pick in the same draft, too. And then to be able to go through all that and come out the way he's come out and continue to get better and better, the sky's the limit for him. He total cornerback, take the ball away, tackle, does everything right, always in the right position. So the success that he's having is not a surprise, because when he came in as a rookie, he was ahead of the learning curve, like as far as the playbook, as far as like technique and how he sees the game. Like, he was already a cerebral guy. So I feel like the stride that he's making now is not a surprise to the people that have seen him from when he first walked in.
Trey, we've seen you have a family here in Buffalo. You've been with us for a while. I mean, you know, you're to the point now where you're a big part of this community in a lot of ways. What did it mean to your family to be a part of this community again, and when that decision was happening?
Oh, I mean, it was a no-brainer. I always, you know, that was always a conversation between my family and I. It's just like, you know, we know free agency was coming, and I knew that, you know, we'll have some interest for. But ultimately, I was like, if we got an opportunity to go back to Buffalo, that would be the perfect match, because, you know, similar people. It was like, I know the defensive scheme, I know how the program, I know how the schedule works. So it's just like me getting comfortable, because I'm a routine-based guy. So with me already knowing how things pretty much work, like, that gave me a good sense of comfort.
I know you only signed a one-year deal, but you just turned 30.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still relatively young. Uh-huh. And what do you think about, like, the future and where it holds for you, and how this can go from here on out, not just this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just take it a day at a time, like always. But, you know, I try to stay in the moment. I'm going to try to stay in the moment and try to not to look too much into the future, because, you know, with those things, you never know how it goes. But just me going through what I went through last year, it just caused me to just be in the moment, to enjoy what I'm going through right now, today, at this present moment. And I'm enjoying this interview, too, right now with you, Sal. So, yeah, I just think that I just got to appreciate the moment now and not try to look forward to what could happen, you know, in the future.
Trey, you mentioned first time around that you were in the moment, you're here and you're in it, you don't really see anything outside of the peripheral. Are you now going to try to soak things in more this time around, especially at this stage of your career?
Oh, most definitely. You know, with time comes, you know, you get knowledge and you just become more understanding of situations and things. So with me just being so young when I first got here, and the years in, it was just like, you know, I'm thinking I'm always get that time back and get those chances or get those memories back with the team, with the people that I love. Like, so, you know, I get hurt with the Achilles, and I didn't never know that I'd never play with Micah and Jordan again. Like, I never knew that. So, like, things like that, what makes me come around full circle to, like, I really got to appreciate and really just sit back and just take it in and not try to think about the future or the past, just be in the moment, because, you know, you never know. And, like, this time around, I feel like, you know, with the knowledge that I have now and just the life, how life has worked out for me over these last few years, I just think the best thing for me to do is just stay in the moment and be present with what I have to do right now, because that's all we promise.
What was it like being on the other sideline going against Josh Allen?
That's something that I didn't want. I didn't want to be on the other side. Like, seeing how much success that the team was having, like that, like, I was legit genuinely happy, because it's like I played a part in it somehow. Like, those guys are rolling. Like, I'm watching TV, I'm watching them play certain games, and I'm like, I'm looking at defense, I'm like, oh, they're in that car. They doing that. So it was just like, I'm kind of on the team a little bit, but I'm like, Coach McDermott, call a timeout right now. Like, I'm going through the whole scenarios. I'm like, yeah, like, those are my boys. But, man, I'm so excited to be back, man. This is, you guys don't understand, like, how much it meant to me that, you know, these guys reached out and thought enough of me to bring me back.
Have you spoken to Poirier or Hyde since, you know, you arrived?
Oh, yeah. We talk all the time. Like, when Micah got back here last year, he was calling me. We was talking all the time. Even Poe, FaceTime from Miami. Like, we talk a lot. When I say, like, genuine love for the people that I go to work with, like, those are my brothers. Like, Micah, Poe, Taryn, Dane, like, the original crew, like, those guys are guys that I always love.